Bismillah, walhamdulillah, wa salatu salam ala rasulillah. People go through many stages in life, and from the moment one reaches the early stages of discernment, their interaction with life begins. They are not deterred from that by the innocence of childhood, nor the uncertainty of the future, nor the lack of past experiences. None of this prevents them from hastening towards the future, filling their early days with wishes, hopes, and dreams that do not fade with age or gray hair, like a wheel constantly turning, only halted by death. The Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, "The son of Adam grows old, but two things remain young in him, desire for wealth and desire for a long life." Among the most astonishing aspects about people is their attachment to wishes and their persistence in asking Allah to fulfill them. In fact, the more difficult wishes are to realize, the more intently the person supplicates, forgetting that Allah may withhold something for a benefit, for what is hastened may sometimes cause harm. It may also be due to one's sins, as the one who has sins is far from having their supplications answered. Indeed, Allah Almighty's plan for someone is better than their plan for themselves. So how virtuous is patience? For the one who is patient will soon witness something that brings joy, knowing that everything that happens is the best for them, whether in what is bestowed or withheld. Wishing or asking for its fulfillment is not in itself a shortcoming. No, for wishing is part of the natural disposition that Allah has created in people, but the real fault lies in chaotic and misguided wishes due to the intellectual, spiritual, and cultural degradation found in many people, so much so that some reach a level of vile wishes that are neither accepted by religion nor reason, influenced by misleading media and the false remedies of cultural globalization, without the protective barrier of modesty and chastity, and an understanding of what is good and what is bad. Indeed, wishes come from the heart, and from there ambitions and desires emerge. However, this does not exempt a person from controlling their aims, for lustful thoughts are a sin even if they are not acted upon. In reference to such people, Ibn Jawzi, may Allah have mercy upon him, said, "We seek refuge with Allah from the path of those who we live among. You do not see among them anyone with high ambitions for others to emulate, nor a person of mindfulness from whom the one seeking piety may benefit. So follow the path of the righteous predecessors." At-Tabarani narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Indeed, Allah loves noble matters and dislikes the trivial matters." The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "If I had gold equal to Mount Uhud in weight, it would not please me to pass 3 nights and I have a thing of it left with me, except what I retain for repayment of a debt." There are well-known sayings that help distinguish between the pure and the filthy, and between the good and the bad. Let us briefly consider some insights from the noble wishes of the righteous predecessors. Ibn Qutaybah, Ibn Abdul Barr, and Ibn Khalaqan, and mentioned that Abdullah ibn Umair, Urwa ibn al-Zubair, Mus'ab ibn al-Zubair, and Abd al-Malik ibn Marwan gathered in the courtyard of the Kaaba. Mus'ab said to them, "Wish for something." They said, "You start." He said, "Governorship of Iraq and marriage to Sakina bint al-Husayn and Aisha bint Talha ibn Ubaidullah." He attained that. Urwa ibn al-Zubair said, "Wished for knowledge of jurisprudence and that hadith would be narrated from him," and he attained that. Abdul Malik ibn Marwan wished for the caliphate, and he attained that. Abdullah ibn Umar wished for paradise. At-Tabarani and al-Bayhaqi narrated from Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him, that he said, "I have 3 characteristics. I love to come upon a verse from the Book of Allah and wish that everyone knew what I know about it. I hear about a just ruler among the Muslim rulers, and I'm glad even though I may never have to raise an issue to him. And I hear that it has rained in a Muslim land, and I am happy even though I have no livestock there. Ibn al-Jawzi, may Allah have mercy on him, said about himself, I have reached old age and have not achieved what I wished for. I had wished for a vast amount of knowledge and understanding. So I began to ask Allah Almighty for a long life, strength in body, and fulfillment of my aspirations. This request was made in Rabi' al-Akhir of the year 575. If my life is extended and I attain my aspirations, I will inform of their fulfillment. If not, my Lord knows what is best, for He does not withhold out of stinginess, and there is no power or strength except through Him. At that time, he was 65 years old, and his life was extended by 22 more years until his death in 597. He achieved a great deal of blessings and knowledge and many righteous deeds. Indeed, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if any of you wishes for something, let him wish for abundance, for he is asking his Lord. These are brief insights into the high aspirations along with a genuine effort. 4. Laziness leads to deprivation, while those who strive will soon achieve what they wish for. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, adhere to what is beneficial for you, keep asking Allah for help, and do not refrain from it. In a hadith narrated in Sahih Muslim, Rabi'a ibn Ka'b said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, O Messenger of Allah, I ask you for your companionship in paradise. The Prophet replied, assist me in striving within yourself by prostrating frequently. Thus, anyone wishing for good should not fall short in their efforts. If they succeed and achieve their goal, that is the desired outcome. If their effort falls short, they will not be blamed. Faith is not about outward appearance or wishful thinking, but it is what is firmly established in the heart and confirmed by the deeds. Not everyone who wishes for something achieves it. Nor does everyone who claims to be upon the truth have their claim accepted unless they have clear evidence from Allah. Allah the Exalted says, yes, but you, that is the hypocrites, afflicted yourselves and awaited misfortune for us, and doubted and wishful thinking deluded you. Al-Hasan al-Basri, may Allah have mercy on him, said, the hypocrite said, there are many people and Allah will forgive me. He does not see any harm in his bad deeds and continues to be deluded by wishful thinking. In a hadith narrated by Tirmidhi and others, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the wise person is the one who takes account of himself and works for what comes after death, and the foolish person is the one who follows his desires then has wishful thinking of Allah. So be conscious of Allah and know that one of the beauties of Islam is that it has left nothing unclarified. Even matters as trivial as using the restroom. Thus, there is guidance for wishing for something. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam praised those who wish for good. Sometimes the reward for a wish is equal in intention to the one who does the deed. As Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him, narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the world is only for four persons. A person whom Allah provides with wealth and knowledge, so he has consciousness of his Lord with it, nurtures the ties of kinship with it, and he knows that Allah has a right in it. So this is the most virtuous rank. And a person whom Allah provides with knowledge, but he does not provide with wealth. So he has a truthful intent saying, if I had wealth, then I would do the deeds of so-and-so with it. So through his intention, they have the same reward. These people have pure, righteous hearts and noble souls that love for others what they love for themselves. On the other hand, there are others who are the exact opposite. They do not wish good, as the Prophet ﷺ said in the continuation of the hadith, and a person whom Allah provides with wealth, but he does not provide him with knowledge, so he spends his wealth rashly without knowledge, nor having consciousness of his Lord, nor nurturing the ties of kinship. And he does not know that Allah has a right in it. So this is the most despicable rank. And a person whom Allah does not provide with wealth or nor knowledge. So he says, if I had wealth, then I would do the deeds of so-and-so with it. So through his intention, their sin is the same. Such people do not wish good. They do not have goodwill for anyone else, as if the world exists only for them. In their hearts there is a burning envy, like a furnace desiring the removal of the blessings of their Muslim brother, wishing to see him destitute. This is exactly what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned against when he said, "Beware of envy, for envy consumes good deeds just as a fire consumes wood." And envy is among the forbidden wishing that is sinful and leads to destruction. For this reason, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam strongly warned against falling into that. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made what the heart wishes and yearns for of unlawful relations to be a form of adultery and the obscenity of the heart. It was reported in the two Sahihs that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Allah has written for the son of Adam his portion of zina, that he will inevitably commit. The adultery of the eyes is looking at what is prohibited. The adultery of the tongue is speaking with whom is prohibited in a forbidden manner, and the inner self desires and wishes, the private parts either confirm or deny it." In the Musnad of Imam Ahmad, another narration adds, "And the adultery of the heart is wishing for unlawful intimacy. So purify your hearts and only wish for the good, and cleanse your hearts from the base desires and wishes. We ask Allah Almighty to purify our hearts and our intentions, wishes, desires, and aims. Indeed, Allah is all hearing, answering." Hada wa salatu salam ala rasulillah.